Reading on the crapper. I know the experts tell us that reading on the crapper is bad for us. Spreads dysentery, causes hemorrhoids, probably brain cancer too, now that cell phones have been vindicated. Again. But I do my best reading on the porcelain tractor. It's the only place I can get through an entire issue of Playboy, which is the best source of information about what Democrats are thinking. They're thinking the same thing as last year, by the way. Pot should be legalized. But I still have to keep abreast of it, and the dumper is the only place I can grab the 3 minutes I need to get through the next paragraph. Books, too. I'm in the middle of my third book this calendar year on the duty barge. Not novels or anything that will keep me there for hours. I read difficult books. Boring books. Seriously, I just finished a book on adrenal stress conditioning. Not well written, but that's okay. He was a bouncer before he was a writer. If you click the link, the title will say it's about depression, but it's really about adrenal stress conditioning. Every book that guy writes is on that subject. And he's the only person I've found writing about it. And the book before that was titled Verbal Judo. That guy can't write for beans either, and he has a PhD in English. Must have mentioned his PhD every third page. It's about how to use judo in a conversation. The point is pretty straightforward. People are stupid, and when they attack you in a conversation, just step out of the way and let them fall flat on their cake hole. This column is not funny anymore, so let me just call the toilet the turd hearse. See, the reason I read on the turd hearse is that I can't stand reading. I know it's the quickest way to meet learned people who have valuable information. And you can't just walk up to some professor, drop your drawers, and sit on a chair and say, "Tell me what I need to know." First thing he'll say is, "Read my book." He may even give you a copy. Look, we all have to can our dirt pickles. Might as well make the most of your time on the Thunderbox. I actually have a bookshelf right over Gaddafi's coffin, swear to God. And then there's a picture of my crapper with the bookshelf over it. Oh, I forgot to tell you about the book I'm reading now. It says that the cliche that we use only 10% of our brains, that's bullshit. Our brain is so powerful we can't consciously be aware of all that it's doing, that's all. And it says we have more instincts than the other so-called animals. It's pretty cool. Well written, too.